All right, it's the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. Well, I will say this. I mean, it's hard to do any carry out without talking about Hurricane Irma as the first story and the only story, but we'll get to that, and there's much more to talk about. But our thoughts and our prayers are with the people in Florida as the hurricane continues to plot its course towards the state. I mean, it's something to look at and something to pay attention to in the next 24 to 48 hours. Credit reporting agency Equifax was hacked and over 140 million people's sensitive personal and financial information was stolen. So the next time they ask you for a credit check, maybe we should be asking them? This is a tougher one to stomach because anyone who had a credit check knows that you have to essentially give your firstborn to get your score. So I guess the next time we buy a house or apply for a credit card, we're just expected to act like nothing happened. How about I give you my first name and you give me an 850? Cool? Are we cool? I think we're cool. Amazon's looking to open a second headquarters in the United States to complement their first headquarters in Seattle. Most major cities are going to make a move to woo the online retail giant. But what about Chicago? All experts say it'll probably be Los Angeles, but I say we offer Amazon the lakefront. Just let them open a whole new factory right there in the Soldier Field parking lot. Too soon? Too soon. No, I say Amazon is in Chicago is a no-brainer. Give them the old post office over the Eisenhower, right? A huge building to try out all the fancy new drones. And it's an old post office, so you know it's got the old drawers to drop packages, the suction tubes. Right? It's already there. You need those. I mean, Chicago wins just on that. Think of all the suction tubes that are in that old building. No brainer. Steve Bannon says that the Catholic Church has a vested interest in illegal immigration. Nope. Nope. Pass. Not interested in Bannon flamethrowers. Nope. Same goes for Rush Limbaugh, who said meteorologists were just part of a conspiracy with Florida retail to say that the hurricane is dangerous, and Hillary Clinton telling us why she lost the election. No. Please. New newsmakers. Can we get new newsmakers for the fall? All of us. Let's move on together. All of us. Anti-violence concert that was scheduled for Sox Park in September has been abruptly canceled. The concert was going to feature Macklemore, Lupe Fiasco, and Fifth Harmony, to name a few. The organizers, who were the Illinois Sports Facility Authority, said they need more time for community outreach, which I guess is a fancy new way to say sell more tickets. They say they'll be back in 2018 with a bigger, better show, probably one without Macklemore. That's my guess. A CTA passenger says he was pushed onto the tracks while standing at a subway station in the Loop. This happened a couple months back, and he's questioning why the CTA didn't warn others that this had happened. Because that's the stuff of nightmares. I mean, society's on its way out if we start pushing people right onto the tracks, right? I mean, good on the CTA for not saying anything. I don't want to get into the habit of having to belt myself to the bench till the train gets there. Because you know that's next. So thanks for not telling me. ACT scores are in the news. Always a fun topic. The composite scores are up, but the amount of students taking it are down. So how are we supposed to feel? I'm not sure if this is a good story, bad story, indifferent. Also, didn't I read that more students are being asked to take the SAT instead? Wasn't that the story for the last 3 years? So wouldn't that just logically mean that less kids are taking the ACT? Make up your mind, news. In weather, nice day, I guess, but all weather-related news surrounding Hurricane Irma, which continues to cause devastation in the Caribbean. Now forecasters say it's pretty much inevitable that Florida will be hit straight on, some way or another. Frantic evacuations are happening throughout the state to move to higher ground, but some of the models have the hurricane hitting the entire state in one fell swoop, so, geez. And some say after that it heads back out, then it's back to land to pummel Georgia and the Carolinas. Traffic jams, gas shortages, empty shelves, price gouging in Florida, and that was before the hurricane. No, I kid. We'll talk later tomorrow night with some of my extended family who are caught in the evacuation. Talked to my Uncle Kelly today. It's pretty interesting. In sports, the NFL kicks off tonight as the Super Bowl champs host the perennial playoff contenders in the Kansas City Chiefs. If you win the Super Bowl, you get to open the next season at home on Thursday night. If you lose the Super Bowl, you're severely punished by having to play the Bears. That's just how it goes. I would be so mad if I were the Atlanta Falcons. Not only did we lose a heartbreaker the last minute, but the Patriots get to dance and have fun and have Bon Jovi play acoustic up on the stage. I don't know who's doing what, the NFL kickoff. And the Falcons have to go to Soldier Field for the noon game that, I mean, is going to get no coverage unless Julio Jones scores touchdowns and they do cutaways. So I feel bad for the Falcons, but football's back. I'm excited, and I'm very aware of the concerns of the NFL, brain injuries, hypocrisy, that kind of stuff. But you know what? The NFL did get Jay Cutler out of the broadcast booth, so that makes me feel pretty, pretty good. So many questions still need to be answered by Sunday, like when do I put out the queso? Should I do that first, then the pizza rolls? Do I go something exotic I've never tried before, like a sushi burrito? Just throw it down. Lots of choices to make between now and Sunday. Also, because of the hurricane, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won't play their first game. It's being postponed, so their season opener will be next week against, yep, you know who, Chicago Bears. And that game will be in Tampa. How's that going to work? Think about that. So the Bears will be right in the middle of the aftermath, which just means that the Bucs will play hard for the state of Florida and everyone in the country will hate the Bears if we spoil it. Not to look ahead, but you know it's going to happen. Updates on the Bears roster. Defensive coordinator Vic Fangio says that Pernell McPhee, as said, to be very, very healthy, the best condition of his entire life, will play a few plays. I love that contradiction. Adam Hoge was talking about that on Roe. The idea that Pernell McPhee and the coaches are like, he's in the best shape of his entire life. And today they're like, he'll play 5-10 times. Well, what do you mean? It doesn't make any sense. Also, rookie safety Eddie Jackson's going to be the opening day starter. How about that? After that, the Bears have some serious injury concerns. Kyle Long, Danny Trevathan, Prince Ukamura, Slotty Bennigan. Made that last one up just to make sure you're paying attention. There is no Slotty Benjamin. Cubs finally got back to their winning ways last night with a 1-0 victory over the Pirates to extend their NL Central lead to 4.5 games over the Brewers. As a matter of fact, the Cardinals have hopscotched the struggling Brewers. They're only 4 back. Lester goes tonight. Could give the Cubs a 5-game lead going into the big weekend series tomorrow at Wrigley. Brewers-Cubs. Wrigley's going to be rocking. All those Zobrist wife jams. Each player is going to have one. The White Sox lost again last night. That's all I got. Actually, no, I do have this. The Sox could help the Indians set a team record tonight. Corey Kluber on the mound as the Indians go for their 15th straight win. This would make a team record for the Indians. Carlos Rodon, prove you're the ace. Stop this record from being made, right? That's what aces do. They ruin the hopes and dreams of the other team. We cool? All right. Finally tonight, nurses in Denver were fired for, how do I say this lightly, unzipping a body bag and looking at a dead man's genitalia. I mean, I guess that's why they call corpses stiffs. Am I right? No. Can't do it. No. That's the carryout for September 7, 2017. In honor of tonight's NFL season kickoff, we've got wings. But let's be honest, they're not very good. I mean, most of the time, wings, they're just not very good. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about digital privacy in the state of Illinois. If the federal government's not going to do it, will the state of Illinois do it instead? Of that conversation coming up at 8 o'clock, Dave Mays joins us. Talk about his days running the Source magazine. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.